This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here is the only man with his own theme song when he comes on either as a host or a guest. As I bring Tom in the conversation, I should add we just confirmed Glenn Taylor on the show 1 hour from now. Glenn Taylor on everything that has taken place 1 hour from now. At 1:35. Tom Hauser, like John Krasinski, like Glenn Taylor, like Corey Provost coming up, all on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Before we get to St. Paul, before we get to a couple days ago in the state of the state, you just had your colonoscopy.
I did. What a way to spend a beautiful sunny day.
Yeah, why not? So, when did your prep start?
Prep started after the state of the state. As a matter of fact, I could eat up until 11:30 Tuesday night, and then I had the procedure at 8 o'clock this morning. So about 30 hours without food, and then the prep started. Though the nasty prep started yesterday at about 5 o'clock. You know how it is. I'm sure been through this. You start with the low fiber diet for a day or two, then they go into the prep that we don't need to illustrate for your listeners. Many of them know all about this. The prep, way worse than the actual procedure. I had a brother who had colon cancer, survived it fortunately, but he didn't know he had it until he had symptoms. So, and he was around 40 years old, maybe even a little younger. So my whole family has been getting checked for a number of years on a regular basis, but I don't have to go back for 5 years because I got a clean bill of health today. Good. But anybody who is reluctant to go and do it really should. If they're fearful of the procedure and how uncomfortable, it certainly sounds uncomfortable, but you're out the whole time. You don't know what the heck happened. And so I can't say enough about how important it is for people to get checked, because it is one of the few cancers that you can catch very early, and you can remove the problem and go on and live a happy and productive life, at least from this standpoint.
Yes, you're 100% right. I encourage everybody. I mentioned to Dave just before, I'm behind and I have no excuse. None, zero, zilch. I had one, all was good. I need to get caught up, and you are a good reminder. He and a good friend say this is a good reminder to me and to everyone listening. It's worth it. It's a pain in the butt, literally. I use that expression preferably. But it's not. The procedure's zero. The procedure's nothing. Yeah,
it is.
You don't really don't want to run to the bathroom as much as you potentially have to. But do it. Life is worth living, and don't.
And I'll tell you, the one thing that was different from the last time I did it 5 years ago. In previous colonoscopies, I would be kind of out but kind of in, and I could watch yeah. the procedure on the TV screen. And now mm-hmm. they have a different one that the last thing I remember the nurse anesthetist telling me was, okay, this is going to happen pretty quickly. I go, oh, really? And then boom, next thing I know, I'm out in the recovery room. And so I didn't see or feel or hear a thing, which I guess is maybe a good thing.
I heard your last report was sponge bath, sponge bath. That's what you kept saying. Yeah, I did the same thing. When I went in, they go, okay, we're about to give you the medication. And I said, and they said, they're asking questions. I go, well, you know, I'm not a very good sleeper, so I don't know. And they go, okay, we'll start right there. I don't remember the thing after. We'll start. You know, I was, boom, out
so
like
again,
that.
But my point being, there's nothing to be afraid of other than the 24 hours of misery before you go in. The procedure is like going to Disney World compared to the prep. So yes. I don't want to scare people off because of the prep, because you can get through that. And really, it's a good weight loss program for about 24 hours. And now I'm eating like Caligula over here today. The next couple of days will be a food and drink festival.
So during this conversation, if you hear Tom's just eating away, getting caught up. That makes sense. Okay, let's get to a number of items, including the governor a couple nights ago in Owatonna, state of the state. And you just had him on at issue on Sunday, so that was an excellent primer for the state of the state. Did anything surprise you, considering what the governor offered up in his 30-plus minute speech?
Well, he seems to have dropped the One Minnesota mantra like an anvil on the Roadrunner's head. Did not hear anything about One Minnesota. It was, as we reported the other night, and other media outlets have reported it the same way, it was kind of a victory lap from what Democrats did in 23 yes. from their perspective, but certainly not a victory lap from the, you know, unsubstantial number of Minnesotans who are Republicans, who were completely shut out almost from any discussions of what was going to happen in the last session. So there was no One Minnesota theme. It was, we had a trifecta, we had the ball, we ran with it, we scored multiple touchdowns.
Yeah, if you're a Republican and you're listening, you're in person, you're consuming, you're saying, okay, here is going to be our outreach. You're still waiting right now, correct?
Yes, there was not a lot of outreach other than, you know, we need to work together to pass a bonding bill, because they do need Republican votes for that. But beyond that, it was kind of a litany of the dreams of Democrats for decades that they achieved all in one session. You know, we still don't know how that's going to play in the next election. That's going to be the great litmus test for what mm-hmm. Minnesotans think about what Democrats did. They think most Minnesotans love what they did. We're going to find out in November.
Is this where we're heading? With all these speeches, you know, Joe Biden, he reached out to Republicans out of, let's say, 100% of the speech, maybe 0.1%. That's about how far the president reached out. Governor Walz didn't. I've read other speeches where it's Republicans also, state of the state. It's just, here's what we did. Here's what we did. Are we just, and God knows we talk about how tribal we are right now, how divided we are right now. I still wish personally we were represented by more of the centrist part of this country, but we're not in many ways. Is this just, you know what? The state of the state is just a reflection of how divided this country is.
I was just going to say that's exactly what the state of the state and the state of the union are just reflections of what we've all become, which is polarized, sharply divided, very little common ground. You know, we can't even find common ground on things you would think would be pretty easy to find common ground on, because once you find out the other side is in favor of something you maybe don't initially oppose, you're going to oppose it just because you found out the other side likes it. And sadly, that is where we are. And I don't know the way out of this. It's going to have to come from some sort of bold new leadership that is going to be willing to reach across both sides of the aisle. So far, we're not really seeing that.
No. I would say it's time for all of us voters to start voting for third and fourth parties so these two parties don't have a monopoly, but I just don't think enough people are going to do that. Let's pause. Tom Hauser's here. Dave, I've not heard the music theme yet. I would like to learn that. Could I make a request? Could we get colonoscopy music when we come back? Could you find something related to a colonoscopy, or should I, as usual, stay in my lane?
You should stay in your lane. But, you know, there is a deep history of colonoscopy themes in music, so I'm sure I could dig something up.
Track that down. More with Hauser Moments. I want to talk K&S Heating and Air. This company was started in the Rochester area in 1989, quickly moved up to the metro area, and continues to flourish because of great listeners like we have here in all of you listening to WCCO right now, plus plenty of customers that K&S has, thousands, tens of thousands of customers they have all across the state. You can track them down at ksheating.com. I've been telling you that these once-in-a-lifetime savings were going to end March. They're going to end Sunday. Nope. They're so good, and the response has been phenomenal. They will continue. What is the offer? A 97% ultra-high efficiency Lennox furnace and matching air conditioner, yours for $7,795. $500 more with a heat pump. You got to get the heat pump in. Plus, enjoy a 10-year warranty and up to 24 months. That's right, 24 months, 0% interest for qualified buyers. 10 years at my house. I trust them 100%. Call them today, 952-697-HEAT.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Hauser, Hauser Man, has now been replaced. This will be the song which introduces him every single time. Who was
I don't have
again,
colonoscopies every week.
Yes.
That was Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Sure. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Colonoscopy music. A reminder, on a day when the Wolves sale or not sale is making major news, we started the show with John Krasinski. That is podcastable. The man right in the center of all this, Glenn Taylor. Wolves, majority owner now and maybe for the foreseeable future. Glenn Taylor's with us at 135. All right, Tom. What major, give me something significant. Give me a bill which people should pay attention to that is going to be debated, maybe will pass, maybe will not pass over the next few weeks. Do we have that bill out there? Bill out there, or has this been a fairly quiet session at this point?
Well, it's been a fairly quiet session. One that comes to mind, but I'm almost certain will pass now after what happened in Burnsville, is the stiffer penalties on straw purchases of guns. Republicans had proposed that for a few sessions, and oddly, it did not happen. But it's going to happen this session just because of the fact that a woman's been charged in the Burnsville case where three first responders were killed for buying the weapons for the man who committed those murders. So that's going to happen. A couple of others that are policy things, you know, one having to do with, you know, end of life, when you should be able to call your own shots on end of life, and another one regarding whether insurance companies should cover fertility treatments. And so those are a couple of things that have very narrow but very passionate supporters of who, when they come to the Capitol, they are all over those issues. So a couple of those policy things, there's no real big budget issues other than the bonding bill, which I think they'll come to agreement on pretty easily once they agree to a number. But nothing as big and consequential as last year.
Do you have any sense where the governor is at on the Moriarty decision and whether he will have Keith Ellison step in? We talked about this the last time we talked. It certainly was an issue that continues to dominate conversations, various reactions, whether the governor should get involved or not. You watch the state of the state. You just talk to him. Do you have any sense which ways he's leaning?
I get the sense, and this is not knowing which way he's going to go, I get the sense that he's inclined to move the case to the attorney general. That's from public statements I've heard from him in the news conference where he made his first comments on it. And then a couple of days later when I interviewed him on At Issue, he sounded very concerned about it. He's watching it closely, and he said, you know, came right out and said, Tom, there's no secret that the attorney general and I, or the Hennepin County attorney and I, have not seen eye to eye on a lot of issues. And so I guess I should say I would not be at all surprised if he does, in fact, take it from the Hennepin County attorney and give it to the attorney general.
Thank you, sir. We got to go. We got to hit this break. Glad you're healthy. We'll see each other soon.
Get a colonoscopy, Chad. Minji Digestive Health. They took good care of me.
Boom. Hit it, Dave.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.